Doug Ford made a campaign stop in Kitchener Thursday, reiterating his government's commitment to a new Highway 7 between Guelph and Kitchener. The project was first approved in 2007. Local candidates Mike Harris, Andrew Aitken and Jim Smith were also in attendance for the announcement. "Today I'm proud to stand here to announce that we're saying, yes, to building Highway 7," said Ford. "A highway that is desperately needed. A highway that will reduce gridlock to get drivers out of their cars and home faster to spend more time with their families." Ford explained it will be a four-lane freeway linked to Conestoga Parkway. The highway will also have two bridges built over the Grand River. Though the building of this highway is a promise that many residents have heard in the past, Ford promised that this project is a top priority for his party. "Let me remind you that the Liberals first promised to build Highway 7 back in 2007, a year before the first iPhone went on sale in Canada," said Ford. "The Liberals delayed Highway 7 in 2007, 2013, 2014, and again in 2017. Highway 7 is among many roadways throughout Ontario that Ford has promised to build. Highway 413, the Bradford Bypass, the Road to the Ring of Fire, the QEW Bridge in St. Catharines, Highway 3 in Windsor and an expansion on the 401 East were all mentioned during Ford's speech. Ford mentioned that there is not yet an end date determined for when the projects will be finished, nor does he know the cost of the road construction. He also noted that Kitchener will be getting all-day, two-way GO train service on the Kitchener line to Toronto. Those trains would be available every 15 minutes. Ford finished off his address by reiterating the renovation that would be happening on regional hospitals, should his party be elected. "We're doing the largest investment in infrastructure for hospitals in Canadian history," said Ford, $40 billion and every region's going to see a new hospital.